13 years ago, when I decided to live an Orthodox Jewish life, it seemed I'd chosen the life of the outsider. Years later, I'm surprised to find myself feeling more in than I could have imagined. The choice of an observant life flew in the face of my atheistic upbringing. It contradicted the accepted alternative spiritual paths of my adopted Berkeley. It was anything but cool by Bay Area standards. I'm sure that at first my parents must have thought it was just a phase. I remember how annoyed my father was that I hadn't called for his birthday until Shabbat, the Sabbath, was over on Saturday night. Didn't I have my priorities straight? Tensions around my observance eventually dissipated. My father came to see my Jewish practice as tolerable, perhaps even enviable. Those of us in Berkeley who do keep Shabbat definitely know we are going against the grain in the capital of against the grain. From sundown Friday to sundown Saturday, we unplug. While the world drives, we walk. They talk on their cell phones, we just talk to people we can look in the eye. They dine out, we join friends for a home-cooked meal that can last all afternoon. They listen to iPods, we sing tunes composed hundreds of years ago. Once a week, every single week, we just stop. No shopping, no cooking, no laundry, no email. We stop and enjoy what we have and what we are. For so many years now, it's felt that we represent a world apart. Strange, even by Berkeley standards, as we live our lives by ancient laws and ancient rhythms. But lately, I wonder if these two worlds are coming within reach of each other. New buzzwords are everywhere. On the radio, we hear about the slow food movement. We're urged to become locavores. On the magazine rack at Berkeley Bowl, we read about the joys and benefits of getting simple. Global warming has us thinking about getting out of our cars. People want a sense of community, and they're turning vacations into staycations. I put all that together, and the thing that comes to mind is Shabbat. A day of rest, simple rest, local rest. A day of walking to my friend's house. A day of listening to real, unamplified voices in song. A day of eating, slowly. Maybe I'm kind of cutting edge after all. With a perspective, I'm Tanya Schweig.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.